In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to the book of Proverbs, chapter 16. This past week, I had the opportunity to be in Orlando for the Christian School Convention, and my wife dropped me off early in the morning on Thursday, and I was there all day long, and I had an hour or so where I was able just to go off to the side and was studying here in Proverbs chapter 16, and the Lord gave me 8 essentials for the Christian educator that I wrote out from beginning at verse 20 through verse 24. But I want to focus our hearts on verse 23 this morning, where we read, "The heart of the wise teacheth his mouth." That's kind of an interesting thing. Have you ever thought of your mouth as a pupil? You know, we today in America especially, and this is probably true around the world, but we have a tendency with all the electronic media that's out there, we kind of worship at the altar of opinion. Listen to the expressions. Follow me on Twitter. Okay? Check me out on Facebook. What's the commonality? Follow me, check me out. We don't think about those expressions. We just kind of blur through them. But we have a tendency, I want people to hear what I have to say. And yet we find here that the heart of the wise teacheth his mouth. Literally pulls his mouth aside as a pupil and teaches the mouth certain lessons. And notice, please, and in doing so, addeth learning to his lips. And instead today, we are telling people, you come along, I have something I want to share with you. I've got something that's very important. And of course, that's what has built so much of talk radio. That is what has built a lot in the conservative movement, is talking heads, talking, talking, talking. But for the Christian, and this is where we have to pull back, for the Christian, we have to be careful that we do not adopt how the culture view things, but rather, what does God say? Now, you can express your opinion, but the heart of the wise pulls his mouth aside and says, now listen, you have to follow the Word of God. You can't just say anything that's on your heart. You just can't blurt out anything that comes to mind. You know, Dr. Hobbs taught me for many, many years as I was writing articles for the Projector. He said, listen, the articles that we write should never come from the warehouse of quick opinions. Said there's always a warehouse load of quick opinions. You've got to take it to the Word of God, and you've got to filter it through the Word of God before you write it down and put it out into the public. What was he saying? He was saying, the heart of the wise teacheth his mouth and addeth learning to his lips. Before you fire off a quick email, did you pull your mouth aside? You say, well, I'm not using my mouth, I'm using my fingers. Well, guess what? They are words, and that's the point. They are words that come from you. Are they words that have been taught, or are they words that just flow out? What a lesson here for us as Christians. If you desire to be wise, pull your mouth aside. Pull your words aside and instruct them and teach them. So when they are sent out, they are useful tools for the glory of God. Not for your glory, not for your praise, not for your notoriety, not for your popularity, but rather this, for God's glory. Quick words, quick ideas, quick opinions, generally speaking. Now, obviously, there are some things that were just embedded in us, principles from God's Word, and it's a quick answer that we can give. But most times, our mouths and our words need to be pulled aside and instructed from the Word of God. Do we honestly desire for God's glory in our conversation? Most times, it's our glory. May God help us in this regard as we have gathered together today in His house. May we seek to put aside our opinion, our idea, and let the Word of God speak to our heart, and then we adjust to His holy Word. Amen? We don't adjust His Word to fit our culture. We don't adjust His Word to fit our agenda, but rather we allow His Word to adjust us. Let the Word of God pull out the wrench and tweak our soul, tweak our words, tweak our attitudes, and not us pull out the wrench and say, you know what, I think I want to change a little bit of this. I want to change what God says here. If you do that, then you're not an honest disciple. You're not an honest disciple. You're a dishonest disciple. And God wants us to be honest. He wants to be able to speak to us and let His Word adjust us. By God's grace, let us allow the Word of God to do that work today in our hearts.